I think overall, you know, if no other factor in the game gets out of whack, like turnovers or kicking game or something, I think that's the biggest key to us having a decent defensive day.
And he seems like a guy that might be able to pick a team apart if they only bring four. Are you going to be bringing more than four often?
We've got a mix. You know, we charted it all. He's been really good against three-man rush, been really good against pressure rush. He's been his least effective as man coverage with four-man rush. But I don't think he can do any one thing. He's been successful against it all. But, you know, hopefully we can mix it enough to keep him off balance. You're not going to stop him. We've got to get some turnovers. Hopefully we've got to get about four or five key stops in the game. And this is all assuming our kicking game and our offense is what it has been all year. And I think, you know, we'll have a chance to be successful.
I spoke to Robinson Therese, the star safety. He was saying he was excited to maybe possibly blitz Jameis on a few plays. The star safety, what role does that play in your defense?
It's kind of a hybrid nickelback. We don't play a corner there because we do put them on the edge of the box quite a bit in a run game, and we blitz them. So it's a little bit – we look at our defense, we feel like we've got three safeties, two corners, and two linebackers. Robinson's asset is he brings a cover skill to the position that most of them can't do. The other thing, he's a little bit smaller. We have to be careful how we use him, but we'll blitz him some, but we haven't blitzed him as much as I have blitzed my star backer in the past because of his size.
Do you anticipate to use him as a bit of a spy on Winston as well? I mean, Winston's a mobile guy.
No, it's hard to do that with what he does in our scheme. He wouldn't be the spy very often, but we will bring him on pressure.
But will you be having people look out for Winston to account?
We'll have to. You know, at times our four-man rush is going to have to take care of it. At other times, when we play man, we'll have a bonus player, you know, sitting what we call the hole, working in the middle of the formation and trying to take away routes, but also scrambles. When we're playing zone, you know, we just got to do a good job of if he gets out of the pocket, we've got to do a good job of rallying to the ball and knowing when to match up on the scramble routes and who to come to the quarterback.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So when you guys when you are in man, you've had some situations this year where we've bitten on some double moves, things like that, been some vulnerability deep. And they obviously really like to throw downfield. They like to challenge
downfield. They love double moves, yep.
And they love double moves. Knowing that at the same point, as you said, his lowest numbers have come against four-man rush with man behind it, how do you work that in preparation to make sure that you're not getting double moved, that you know that some of the big receivers that they've got don't get
right
behind you in that situation?
The problem, and when I say the lowest numbers, they're still great numbers. He's still up around 60-something, 70% even on that. So the key, again, is we have to mix. We have to play some zone and man, have to make them look the same, and we have to bring pressure. And when we bring pressure, it's got to get there on time because that's when the double moves can be so effective. Even their base routes are more intermediate and deeper than most football teams. Someone told me their sacks are not very good for an offense as good as them. I had not noticed that much, but if he's been sacked a lot, it's probably because they do throw more routes downfield, deeper and longer than most people.
Yeah, and in terms, when you're talking about bringing pressure, you were saying earlier that he's done very well against the blitz. So I'm assuming you're talking more like fire zone type stuff, match type.
Well, that's
things.
Where I think a lot of people have run fire zone, and he finds space in it. A lot of people tried to bring five and play three deep, three under, and five four under and two deep. It hasn't been that effective. But you can't throw anything out and eliminate anything. You got to mix, and you're not going to terribly confuse him, but you maybe get him to hold that ball another second or two. Or you can get him to throw a ball where you can get your hands on it. We know he's going to play well, and he's going to make his plays. We got to get a couple of turnovers, and we got to get some key stops at the right time. I don't think they've seen an offense that can control the ball the way ours has. And so what they've been able to do is they can bring the plan, and they can work the plan and pull things out of the basket when they want to because they know they're going to get about 15 stops a game in great field position. It's going to be a team thing, our field position with the kicking game and our offense and how well we make some stops on defense. You know, we're going to have to do it all to have a chance to beat them. We're not going to go out there and shut them down on defense.
You've obviously gone against Jimbo and Randy and those guys for a long time. Is there anything specific in this year's team that is really, in any way, really radically different from what they've done before? Are you basically looking at this going, I've seen this animal before?
Yes, it's very similar. And we played them in a bowl game, I guess, 4 years ago in the Chick-fil-A. They were a little bit more physical. different personnel, some of the same plays, schemes, routes, progressions, reads, protections the same, blocking schemes, but they were a little different type of personnel. So I see where he's using his personnel, obviously like any good coach, and he is, to use them what they do best. But they remind me a lot of one of the teams we played against at LSU when he had Jamarcus Russell. A lot of deep throws, a lot of intermediate throws. A guy, big tall guy in the pocket back there that can put it anywhere on the field. Hard to knock down when you do get there. You know, can move around and find a downfield receiver. He had great receivers. It's been a long time ago. It'd be hard for me to name those players, but they look a lot like that team, and they were really good.
Was that the Dwayne Bowe team?
Bowe, one of the wideouts.
I know this is kind of a crazy question because they've scored a ton of points on everybody, but in going through the film, is there a team or a defense that you thought had a pretty good plan to defend them?
Well, Florida played really well, but they couldn't move the ball. Right. They couldn't get them off the field. And then Miami played well for a half. Wake Forest didn't play bad on defense, but they turned the ball over inside their own 24 times. So, you know, everybody's done things to put themselves in a situation where nobody's been able to challenge them for 60 minutes. And if we don't play better than we've played in spots, same thing's going to happen to us because they're just too good. But I think our offense is going to be better than any offense they've seen. I know they are running the football. Our kicking game, especially in the punting game, return and coverage, we've gained yardage on people about every time we got to make them punt. So, you know, we've got some things I really feel like that they've not seen in a balanced football team, and whether that will eliminate some of their snaps, I think that's going to make us more effective.
Ellis, you don't seem like a coach that uses words like destiny and luck and stuff like that. There is a very clinical explanation for what happened on the kick six. Didn't you radio down and say we might want to put Chris down there?
We all sitting there, are they going to kick a field goal? Are they going to throw a Hail Mary? Gus said that guy can reach it. And I said, well, guys, if they try a field goal, we need to put somebody back there and try to run it back.
Right.
So then he iced the kicker. And we had Ryan Smith back because Ryan's normally the fake on the execution of our block.
Right.
Chris is the block guy. He's the best guy off the edge. Ryan and other safety come out and watch out for fakes. So we took one of them and put him back there. And Gus brought it up during the timeout. He said, you think maybe we better switch him? I said, well, we got to decide if we want to try to return it or block it. I said, I'd put Chris back there too. So Gus is the one that thought about that.
Okay.
And we'd never worked on it. That was the most unusual thing. We'd never worked on it in practice. And there were five blocks on that thing that were just great.
Yeah.
You know, everybody said they didn't cover down. They did.
Yeah.
They covered it as well as they could cover
it. Set up left though, right?
And Chris took it up the field and broke it out like it was almost designed. And he just did that on his own because he's a punt returner. But the guys peeled back, and there were four blocks, if not five blocks, that if they weren't made, he doesn't get past 50-yard line.
Do you believe in things like destiny? You've been on so many teams.
Well, I think everything has a little element of that. When you win as many close ball games as we've won this year, you know, that's where that word comes from. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but teams don't do the things we did this year,
right,
unless you've got special players.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of other teams we've been put in the same situations we were put in that can't close.
Right. You got to feel good at the end of the day when you win like that and you put in your 100 hours a week and say, yeah, we deserve it. Right?
Yeah. Well, and also it gives you an element of trust in the players because we've been in some situations where a lot of guys would either not quit, but they'd have had that element of doubt or hesitation or confusion or panic, and these guys have found a way to close it out and win. And I think that's a unique thing. Thank you.
Ellis, do you think this is the best trio of receivers and tight end that you faced this year or you ever faced?
I don't know. When you look at that pair from LSU and their tight end, you look at the group from Missouri, hell, Alabama's great. Alabama's got three running backs, put a lot of people's backs on the bench. You know, we just played so many good players in our league, and I don't say that in disrespect of any team. I just say it, you know, when you come through the track that we've played this year, we played so many really good players. It would be hard for me to start rating players.
Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, played any guitar lately?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.